Good morning.
早上好。
It feels like morning time.
感觉好像是早上。
Is everybody alive?
大家就还很清醒吗？
I so much appreciate Pastor Shirley's testimony.
我真的很感谢刚才牧师的见证。
One of the great prophecies of that has so much importance for the church from Isaiah the prophet.
就是从以赛亚先知以赛亚他一个最大的一个最美好的一个先知的预言
says arise your light shall shine
就是我们要兴起来因为神的光会照在我们身上
and in this day of wars rumors of wars
在现在这个时代有很多战争或者是战争的一些绯闻
famines droughts
然后很多灾害很多
diseases
有很多疫情
when there's such a fear factor in the world
在世界当中有很多的恐惧
we are called to be a different people
我们被呼召是成为要与世上的人是不一样的人
I don't use the King James Bible
我不用它有一个特殊的一版的经文
but some churches in Africa I minister to they use the King James Bible
但是他去非洲的一些教会他服侍的那些教会他们会用这个版本
and in the King James when Paul said we are a different people it uses the English word peculiar
他说在这个版本里面当保罗说我们是不同的人群的时候他说的是我们是特殊的人群
We don't use the word peculiar much anymore.
但是我们现在不太常用这个词。
Because if I say you are peculiar,
因为如果我们现在说这个词，你是特殊的人。
It means you're weird, you're strange.
可能感觉你是不同的，或者是有些奇怪的。
So turn to the person next to you and say you're not peculiar.
所以你可以对你旁边的人说，你不是特殊的或奇怪的。
We are different, but we're not weird.
就是我们是不同的，但是我们不是奇怪的。
But in the King James, it says we are a peculiar people.
但是在这个版的经文里面说我们是不一样的人特殊的人
and I was at the post office one day
然后有一天在我去邮局的时候
I was sending a package of books to a church in Nigeria
我是寄有一些属灵的书籍寄到那个非洲的一个国家应该是
the name of that church in Nigeria
在这个国家他们有一个教会
is peculiar people's church
他们的教会的名字就是特殊的人的教会
and that sounds very strange in contemporary English
但是在现今的语言来说这个词是我们很不常用到的一个词
and the postmaster as I was giving him the box
当我把我这个包裹要在那给那工作人员的时候
and he's telling me how much it's going to cost me
他告诉我这个包裹要多少钱
he looks at the label
他就看那个上面的单子
and he says oh this is going to Nigeria
他就跟我说哦，这个要去这个国家
and he says to peculiar people's church
要去是特殊的人的教会
he said why are they peculiar
他就问说为什么他们是特殊的呢
are they all really short
是他们是非常矮吗
Are they pygmies? Pygmies, very short people.
是不是侏儒?
He said, why are they peculiar?
为什么他们是特殊的?
And I had to explain that from the King James Bible, that just means different.
所以我就跟他讲说在这个版本的经文里面它就代表是不同的。
My hotel I'm staying at,
在我的酒店里,
here in Vancouver, it's right across the street from Costco.
就是我在温哥华住的酒店，它对面就是 Costco。
Everybody's running to Costco。
我经常看到很多人就奔去 Costco。
This is how you know we're in the end times. Everybody's running to Costco.
这是一个我们可以知道我们活在末世的一个征兆，就是每个人都奔去 Costco 去买东西。
If the world's falling apart, go shopping.
如果这个世界要毁坏的话，大家都会去买东西狂的。
Everybody's loading up on everything.
就是囤积各样的东西。
Especially toilet paper.
尤其是厕所纸、手纸。
There is such a fear factor in the world today.
因为现今的世界有很多恐惧在里面。
But as Pastor Shirley said,
但是刚才牧师有分享。
We are to be a different people.
我们是要成为不同的人类。
In Jeremiah 29 verse 7.
在耶利米书二十九章七节。
Jeremiah said, "Seek the welfare of the city where I've sent you into exile." Jeremiah 29:7.
我所使你们被掳到那城，你们要为那城求平安，为那城祷告耶和华，因为那城。
And pray to the Lord on its behalf.
为那城祷告耶和华。
For in its welfare, you will have welfare.
因为那城得平安，你们也随着得平安。
I would like to say something to you very important for this time we're in.
我想在这个时刻跟大家分享一个很重要的一段话。
It's not enough that you have faith for you and your family.
就是我们有为着自己，为着我们的家人有信心，这是好的，但这不够。
God the Father wants us to extend the blessings of Jesus to our neighborhoods, to our co-workers, to the city.
我们神想要把我们自己的信心传到我们的身边的人，我们的工作环境，或者是邻居。
In Proverbs, it says, "Death and life are in the tongue."
在箴言书里面说，死亡是在我们的话语和舌头上。
And we have authority in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名，我们有权柄。
Created in the image of the Father.
因为我们是按着神的形象做的。
To speak blessings.
我们可以有权柄来释放祝福。
Even on those that don't know Jesus.
不管他信不信神，或者认不认识
神。We can speak blessings.
我们都可以祝福他们。
Blessings of life, not blessings of death.
就是生命的祝福，而不是死亡的祝福。
And I believe God wants us to stand in faith at this time.
我感受到神让我们在现在这个时代，这个时刻，要凭着信心来站立住。
And I believe in a few months from now.
而且我个人相信说，在接下来的几个月。
As the virus is dying down.
在这个肺炎和这个病菌病毒在慢慢消灭的时候。
I believe God wants us to have many testimonies.
我相信神会给我们很多很多的见证。
Of good health in the body of Christ.
就是在神的身体里面有非常非常健康的身体。
But also releasing healing and deliverance and blessings to many that don't know Christ yet.
而且还有更多是给那些没有认识神或者不信神的一些祝福医治的这样的见证。
In Psalm 145,
在诗篇145篇,
in verse 3,
第三节,
it says, Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable.
耶和华本为大, 该受大赞美, 其大无法测度。
One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts.
这代要代那代赞颂你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。
On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works, I will meditate.
我要默念你威严的尊荣和你奇妙的作为。
They will speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness.
人要传说你可畏之事的能力，我也要传扬你的大德。
And I believe we need to rise up in the Spirit of the Lord.
我感受我们应该在神的灵里面来兴起来。
And I believe we need to be declaring the greatness of God.
而且我认为我们应该来宣告神各样的奇妙大能。
A God who is able to keep us from disease and sickness.
就是能保守我们在虽然在疾病当中，但是神也保守我们是健康。
But even if we do get sick, He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God who heals us.
而且就算我们可能得病，但是神是保守，是医治的神。
But even more than that, we can proclaim and release healing to our neighbors and where we work.
而且不只是在我们个人的生命上，而是在我们的周围、我们的邻居或者我们工作当中，我们也可以来宣告、来释放神医治的大能。
We are called to be a light set on a hill.
神呼召我们是成为光。
We are called to be the salt of the earth.
成为地上的盐。
So while everybody else is running to Costco,
所以可能我们身边的人都奔去 Costco.
Let's run into the name of Jesus.
但是我们来奔去到神的大能当中，神的名里。
And let's proclaim His name.
而且我们来宣告他的名。
Let's do something symbolic.
我们现在来做一个有象征性意义的事情。
Let's take an offering.
No, 我们来
just, I'm
开玩笑，我们不领受奉献。
Let's stand.
我们来站起来。
And I don't know where we are in Vancouver. I just know we're in Vancouver.
我不太清楚我们在大温的哪个地区，但我知道我们是在温哥华城市。
I don't know where you live. Maybe it's Richmond. Maybe it's Port Coquitlam. Maybe it's downtown Toronto. But wherever you live, to your neighborhood.
但是不管我们是住在大温地区的哪个城市
，Stretch a hand of blessing to where your neighborhood is.
我们现在就来向着我们所居住的城市来伸手。
Or if you want, stretch a hand of blessing to where you work.
或者是来伸手向你工作的环境，你的那个地方。
And just repeat after me.
然后来重复我说的，跟着我说。
Lord God.
主神呐。
Your glory is unsearchable.
主啊，你的荣耀是我们无法寻找的。
What's impossible for man?
对人难成的事。
Is never difficult for you.
在你是没有难成的。
So in the name of Jesus,
所以奉主耶稣的名，
we proclaim your grace over Vancouver.
我们宣告你的荣耀在温哥华。
We proclaim your grace over the church.
我们宣告你的恩典在我们的教会。
We proclaim your grace over our families.
我们宣告你的恩典在我们的家庭当中。
We proclaim your grace over our neighborhoods.
我们宣告你的恩典就在我们的社区当中。
We proclaim your grace over our workplace.
我们宣告你的恩典就在我的工作环境当中。
Would you do something amazing in Vancouver?
请你今天在温哥华做奇妙的事。
While everybody's afraid of the false crown.
每个人都害怕这个冠状病毒。
Jesus, would you, the King of Kings, would you release your crown, your authority over Vancouver?
主，但是我们呼求你，万王之王，来呼求你的荣耀在这里。
Now just begin to speak blessings over your neighborhood.
然后我们现在可以自由的来宣告各样的祝福。
Just begin to speak blessings.
来，可以来宣告祝福。
Go ahead, speak out loud, speak blessing.
可以大声地宣告出来，各样的祝福。
And now, I want you to finish by saying this.
现在我们结束的时候，我们想这样，想请大家这样说。
Lord, would you strengthen us against temptation?
主啊，求你保守我们，让我们远离诱惑。
So we do not go running to Costco.
所以我们就不会去奔去 Costco。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please take us.
请大家坐。
Okay. The last few years at churches all over the world,
在教会的各全球各地的教会，在过去的几年，
I have felt impressed by the Lord to speak about releasing the miraculous.
我感觉神感动我要来分享关于释放他各样的神迹奇事。
There are moves of the Spirit coming.
我们感受到神圣灵各样的动工。
That are going to have a deep revelation of the majesty and the authority of Jesus.
而且这样的圣灵是要启示给我们神各样的神迹奇事。
And we're going to see evangelism.
我们也会看到福音。
But we're also going to see an increase of the miraculous.
但是尤其我们是看到神迹奇事的增长。
And I want to give you a message I call igniting the miraculous.
所以今天我想分享这篇信息就是来点燃神迹奇事。
The Bible contains over 125 miracles.
我们的圣经当中神有大概有125件神迹奇事。
If you were to tear out the pages with miracles in the Bible,You would have almost a very empty Bible.
如果我们要把圣经里面每段关于神迹奇事的这个例子把它撕出来的话，撕完了以后，我们的圣经会变成很薄。
Constantly throughout the Bible.
因为在圣经当中不断的在历史当中
，God is doing these amazing supernatural acts.
神都做了各样的神迹奇事。
A miracle is a creative display of God's power.
神迹奇事是彰显神能力的一种方式。
That accomplishes what is naturally or humanly impossible.
而且它成就的是在自然界或者是在人是不可能的事。
It's a creative display of God's power that accomplishes for what for us is impossible.
就是它创造性的展示出神的能力，而且是在人或者在自然界是不可能的事。
And as we read through the Bible,
当我们阅读圣经的时候，
we read about the 6 days of creation.
我们可以看在六天神创造了世界。
We read about the plagues that God afflicted the Egyptians with.
然后神降灾在埃及。
The parting of the Red Sea.
然后分红海。
God bringing water out of the rocks that fed millions of people.
而且在旷野当中，神使水变出水来，然后来喂养各样的人。
When the Hebrew people crossed the Jordan River, it was flooded, but God had it stop.
而且神带领人过约旦河。
The virgin birth of Jesus.
玛利亚童女降生主耶稣。
Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead.
主耶稣让拉瑟勒从死里复活。
The resurrection of Jesus on the third day.
主耶稣自己三天后复活。
And when you read through the book of Acts,
而且你看，如果你读《使徒行传》
，it contains the stories of over 11 creative miracles.
使徒行传里面自己就有大概11件神迹奇事。
The Apostle Paul said that God not only gives us the Spirit, but he works miracles in our midst.
使徒保罗说，神不只把圣灵给我们，让我们来可以使用，神也在我们当中释放各样的神迹奇事。
But as we talk about miracles,
当我们分享神迹奇事的时候，
there's two things we should keep in mind.
我们要记住两点。
One,
第一点，
the real miracle,
最大的奇迹或者真正的奇迹，
is the person of Jesus in our lives.
就是主耶稣在我们生命当中。
When the Holy Spirit's moving prophetically or in power and healings and miracles,
当圣灵在我们当中运行的时候，可能会释放一些神迹奇事。
It can be very exciting.
这是很好的事情。
But sometimes Christians make a mistake.
但是很多时候基督徒会犯一个错误。
They get more excited about the spiritual phenomena,
就是他们对于圣灵彰显的一些神迹奇事
than about our phenomenal Savior Jesus.
会他的这个兴奋度或者是期待度会高于主耶稣在我们生命当中这样的一件事情。
So miracles are exciting and they build faith.
所以当我们看到一些事情圣灵彰显的时候，
这是 But what we really celebrate is Jesus.
圣灵彰显的时候会建立我们的信心。
More than what he does, we celebrate who he is.
但是我们更应该来尊荣，来庆祝主耶稣本身。
A second consideration about miracles
第二点还有就是
is some Christians have a false belief about faith.
很多基督徒他对信心有一个错误的概念。
Some Christians believe that if they have faith, they will never have problems in life.
有些基督徒认为只要他有信心，他在生命当中不会遇到任何的难处。
Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation, you will have problems.
但是主耶稣说我们在这世上会经历各样的磨难。
The Apostle Paul said, all who desire to live a godly life will be persecuted.
使徒保罗曾经说，如果想要按圣洁的生活来过一个基督徒的生活的话，那你在地上肯定会遇到征战。
So problems come.
所以困难会临到我们的身上。
To both the righteous and the unrighteous.
会临到那些不公义和公义的人身上。
But when we have faith in God.
但是当我们对神有信心的时候。
When the problems come.
当困难临到我们身上
Faith gives us access to God.
信心会给我们一个帮助，让我们可以来到神的面前。
Access to His comfort.
就好像一个通道，信心引领我们到神面前。
Access to His peace.
神会信心会带给我们神的
Access to His wisdom.
神的安慰，神的智慧，神的能力。
Access to His power.
神的大能。
So problems come, but God can move through the midst of that.
所以虽然困难会临到我们的身上，但是神会在这困难当中带领我们。
Are you still alive?
我们还很清醒吗？
So I want to talk about five questions regarding miracles today.
所以今天我想来问大家五个问题，这个五个问题是关于神迹奇事的。
Some Christians believe that God stopped doing miracles 1900 years ago.
很多基督徒认为在大概2000-1000、就是在主耶稣没有的时候我们就认为神迹奇事已经没有了。
Some Christians believe that when the last of the apostles died, the miracle stopped.
也有一些基督徒认为在最后一个使徒、过世的时候就没有神迹奇事了。
But there's two problems with that.
但是这里有两个问题。
One, the Bible does not say that.
因为第一点就是圣经没有这么说。
The Bible says God gives us the Spirit and He works miracles in our midst.
圣经里面说神把圣灵给我们，而且圣灵会要在我们生命当中做实际。
One person's excited. I'm glad that May is here. She's the Pentecostal in the crowd.
感谢刚才有一个人说阿们。
But secondly, Jesus said to his disciples,
但是第二点神、主耶稣对他的使徒说
He said, go and proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand.
就是你要去、传福音到各地传福音说天国降要降临了
He said, preach this gospel of the kingdom.
你要来传扬天国的福音
When we seek the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven,
我们要看到神的国降临在地上，如同在天上。
We are asking God for the realm of the possible to break through to the realm of the impossible.
而且我们经常呼告宣、呼求神把神的荣耀、天上的荣耀带到地上来。
In heaven,
在天上
there is no diabetes.
没有糖尿病。
There's no depression.
没有抑郁症。
There's no cancer.
没有癌症。
There's no blood disease.
没有任何的血液的疾病。
And so we say, Lord, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
所以当我们说神啊，求你的国降临在地上，运行在地上。
We're asking for an invasion.
我们呼求的是神的这样子一个突破的能力。
And for the quality of life to be changed.
而且是我们生命的质量的改变。
And so Jesus told his disciples, go and proclaim the kingdom.
所以主耶稣对他的门徒说，你们要去到各地传扬天国的福音。
And he said, as you do so.
他说，当你们这样做的时候。
This is Matthew 10, 7 and 8.
我们看马太福音。
He said, heal the sick.
七到八节。
Raise the dead.Heal the sick, raise the dead.
他说医治病人，叫死人复活。
Cleanse the lepers.
叫长大麻风的洁净。
Cast out demons.
把鬼赶出去。
God is still in the miracle business today.
神到今天都还在做他各样的神迹奇事。
So that raises a second question.
所以在这里我们就会问到第二个问题。
Why don't we see more miracles?
那为什么我们现今不能看到更多的神迹奇事呢？
I've been teaching and preaching on healing and miracles for almost 40 years.
我在过去的40年都一直在传扬各样的医治的能力或者是神迹奇事的。
I started when I was 2 years old.
我从我两岁就开始。
And over the last 40 years,
在过去的40年里
I've seen God...by His Spirit, do many healings and miracles.
我看到神通过圣灵做各样的神迹奇事，各样的医治。
But I've also seen many wonderful Christians.
我也看到很多很好的基督徒。
Who we've prayed for and prayed for and prayed for have not been healed.
就是我们不断地为他们祷告，但是他们还是没有得到医治。
Why don't we see more miracles?
那为什么我们不能看到更多的神迹奇事呢？
I believe there's two answers to that.
我个人认为有两个答案。
One, sometimes we do not have because we do not ask.
很多时候，第一点是很多时候就是我们没有，是因为我们没有来寻求。
In the church in Jerusalem,
就是在耶路撒冷的教会里。
In the early days,
在初代的时候。
They prayed, they said, Lord, let your hand move in power and healings and miracles.
他们会祷告说：“神啊，求你的手在我们的教会当中动工，求你释放各样的医治和奇迹神迹。”
Sometimes,
很多时候
，when it comes to faith,
当我们是在思考信心的时候
，some churches are a little bit like the Hindus and the Muslims.
有些基督徒他们会像异教的一些人。
The Hindus and the Muslims are fatalist.
尤其是穆斯林教或者是印度的一些教
They believe if something's going to happen, it's going to happen.
他们是会更多一种顺其自然的一个状态就是他们认为事情会发生但是他们是顺其自然的发生
They believe there's nothing you can do about that.
他们认为你自己没有办法做任何的事情来改变这个状态
But our God
但是我们的神
tells us to seek, to ask, to knock.
告诉我们说要去寻求他，去求问他。
Our God tells us that He rewards us as we seek Him.
而且我们的神对我们说，当我们寻求他面的时候，他会奖赏我们。
And I believe sometimes in the body of Christ.
所以我相信在基督的身体里
，like this season right now，
在我们现在的这个季节里
，we need to cry out to God as a church, as a family.
我们要作为家庭，作为教会，向神真的是来呼求。
And say, Oh God, would you increase the miraculous in our midst?
呼求神说，神呐，在这样的时候，求你在我们当中增多你的神迹奇事。
Sometimes we do not have because we do not ask.
很多时候我们没有，是因为我们没有寻求。
But there's a second reason.
还有第二个原因。
When we look in the book of Acts,
当我们看《使徒行传》的时候
it says everybody that the apostles prayed for was healed.
他说每个使徒为祷告的那些人都得到了医治。
But you have to understand,
但是你要明白一点
those 11 apostles,
那十一个门徒
they walked every day with Jesus for 3 years.
就是三年的时间他们每一天都跟主耶稣同行。
That experience they had, there's nothing else that can duplicate that.
就是他们的这三年的经历是没有任何人其他人能够复制的。
And so what they learned in 3 years sometimes maybe takes us a lifetime to learn.
所以这十一个门徒他们三年所学习到的东西可能我们有些人花一生的时间都才学不到。
I first began to see God do healings and miracles in the early 80s.
我最初看到神迹奇事的时候是在80年代的时候。
But by the early 90s, we were seeing God do far more healings and miracles.
然后在90年代初的时候，我们看到神更多更多的神迹奇事。
By 2000, we were seeing an increase of miracles.
然后在20世纪的时候，我们看到更多更多更多。
10 years ago, we were seeing an increase in miracles.
十年前，我们又看到更多的增长。
And today, we're still seeing an increase of miracles.
而且今天我们是看到更多的增长。
I spoke on miracles just 3 weeks ago to my home church.
在三周前，我在我的母会来分享大家，给分享大家神迹奇事。
And we saw so many healings and miracles happen.
然后在那里，我们就看到了很多神迹奇事。
One lady who'd been in a wheelchair for 12 years was up and walking perfectly at the end of the first night.
有一个姐妹，她坐轮椅坐了12年，然后在第一个晚上的时候，她就站起来了。
There is a freedom coming for the miraculous.
因为有一个自由在。神迹奇事里面。
But sometimes we need to become students of the Holy Spirit and learn how to flow in the Spirit, and it takes a while.
但是很多时候我们要来向圣灵来学习怎么跟随圣灵的流。
The third question.
第三个问题。
It's similar to the last question.
跟上一个问题很像。
But it's a little bit different.
但是有一点点区别。
How come everybody we pray for is not healed?
为什么我每个祷告的人都没有得到医治？
I have a continuing question in my soul.
我的灵里面有一个持续的问题。
I've been in many, many meetings.
我参加了很多的聚会。
Where sometimes someone who has never come to church before.
然后可能会碰到一些人，他们从来都没有来过教会。
They don't have any relationship with Jesus.
他们跟神没有任何的关系。
And they'll come to a meeting we're doing.
然后他们就来到我们的一个聚会
当中。Maybe the first time in their life they've ever been to church.
可能是他们生命当中第一次来到教会。
And we give a word of knowledge.
然后我们就释放一段话语。
Maybe about a sickness or disease they have.
可能信息是讲于关于他们的病。
And they come forward, they get prayed for.
他们来到台前被祷告。
And they're healed.
然后他们就得到医治。
And we think, wow, that's wonderful.
我们想说这是真的很好的事情。
But then there's some Christians.
但是有些基督徒。
That have been walking with God for 20, 30, 40 years.
可能与神已经同行十、二十、三十、四十年之久。
That we pray for and pray for and pray for.
然后我们不断地为他们祷告。
And they're still not healed.
但他们还是没有得到医治。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Well, for one thing.
第一点。
God is the great I am.
神是自有拥有的。
And you're the great you're not.
你不是神的样式。
What do I mean by that?
这是什么意思呢?
That when it comes to revelation, healings, and miracles, there is always a mystery involved.
就是当我们思考神迹奇事或者是神的启示的时候，这里面有一些奥秘。
God answers prayer.
神会垂听我们的祷告。
But he answers it in his timing.
但是神是按着他的时间垂听祷告。
And he answers it in his ways.
而且他是按着他的方式垂听祷告。
I was doing some meetings in Florida.
在佛罗里达我曾经有一次聚会。
Maybe 3 years ago.
大概三年前。
And on one night,
有一天晚上。
We had 3 people in wheelchairs get up completely healed.
那天晚上我们当中有三个坐轮椅的人都是站起来而且他们是完全得到医治。
I want to tell you about one of the ladies.
我想要分享其中的一个姐妹。
She had been using a wheelchair for 40 years.
她坐轮椅坐了40年。
She'd been a Christian almost all of her life.
而且她基本上一生都是基督徒。
And she and her husband
她和她的先生
were part of a healing ministry that taught and preached on healing in different churches.
他们是在一个服侍的机构，那个机构他们是专门去到各个地教会来传扬医治的大能。
And in the last 20 years,
在过去的二十年里，
she had prayed for many, many people that had been healed of their legs and knee problems.
她为很多人祷告，而且那些人可能有很多腿上的疾病，他们都得到医治。
But she was prayed for herself many times, but she was not healed.
她也为她自己多次祷告，但是她从来没有得到医治。
And she'd been in that wheelchair for 40 years.
所以她坐轮椅坐了四十多年。
But that night,
但是那天晚上，
that was God's night for her.
那天是神给她的晚上。
And she got 100% healed.
她百分之百得到医治。
Why did it take 40 years?
为什么要花四十年的时间呢？
For the Holy Spirit to release healing,
让圣灵才能够在她身上完全的医治释放。
I don't know.
我们不知道。
There is always a mystery involved with God.
因为神有很多神迹奥秘的事情。
He answers our prayers, but he answers them in his timing and his ways.
神按照他的时间他的方式来垂听我们的祷告。
But I also want to say something else to you about why some people are not healed immediately when we pray for them.
但是还有一个我想要分享就是还有个第二个原因为什么有些人当我们为他们祷告他们没有立马得到医治。
And this is sometimes difficult for us to understand.
很多时候对我们来说这也是很难理解的一件事情。
But sometimes we are hard to learn.
但是很多时候我们总是没办法好好的学习一个功课。
Sometimes we are very slow to learn.
或者我们是很慢才能去学习一些功课。
Not you, but the person next to you.
当然不是你，而是你旁边的人，对不对？
Turn to the person next to you and say, "Don't be a slow learner."
我们可以对我们身边的人说，你要学快一点，不要慢慢的学。
Now, why am I saying that to you?
那我为什么要跟大家这么说呢？
I don't believe God ever causes disease.
我不认为神会。
I don't believe God causes car accidents.
我不认为神会降你。病在你身上
I don't believe he causes sickness to come on you.
或者是让车祸或者是任何的疾病在你身上神不会创造这些事情。
But sometimes when we come into difficulties,
但是很多时候在我们困难的时候
God allows that to take place for a season in our life.
神会允许一些事情发生让我们能够有一些改变。
Because he's wanting to teach you about living a Christ-like life.
因为他要教导我们每一个人如何去过一个像主耶稣一样的生活。
We have a problem in much of the church.
在很多教会当中都有一些问题。
We think the love of God is just all about us being blessed and blessed. I'm getting a lot of echo coming at me. Maybe we can. It just started happening. I don't know if a speaker is somewhere. But it's getting worse now, I think. I don't know if we can tone that down.But a lot of times we think it's just about me being blessed, 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 blessed.
很多时候我们作为基督徒我们会认为我们的生活当中就是充满了各样的祝福祝福全都是祝福。
The Holy Trinity
三位一体的神
is not me, myself, and I.
不是我我自己和我。
It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
是圣父、圣子和圣灵。
And sometimes God uses challenging situations in our life.
所以很多时候神会通过一些很挑战的事情。
Because it forces us to lean into Jesus in a way we weren't doing.
来帮助我们，因为在我们挑战的时候，我们只能去强迫自己去依靠神。
The number one goal of God's life or God's will for your life.
神对我们生命的最大的一个意愿
is for you to be transformed into a living image of Jesus Christ.
就是我们的生命能够得到一个全新的改变，以至于让我们的生命能够像主耶稣的样式。
Yes, he wants to bless you outwardly.
是的，神要在外在的这些事情来祝福我们。
But more than that,
但是超乎这件事情。
He desires that you and I would be transformed.To the image of Christ Jesus.
就是神想让你和我能够来改变，让我们的样式能够像主耶稣一样。
And sometimes He allows the difficulties so we learn to lean into God and trust in Him and not trust in ourselves.
所以很多时候神会允许一些事情发生在我们身边，让我们能够学会去依靠神。
The Apostle Paul,
使徒保罗
went through incredible intensive persecution.
他经历了很多的逼迫。
Many, many times he was beaten.
很多时候他被挨打。
Many times he was whipped.
被鞭抽。
On occasion he was stoned.
有的时候会被石头砍。
And he was tortured at times.
而且也是被虐待。
Towards the end of his life,
在他肉身的生命快结束的时候
he had difficulty walking because his body was so messed up.
他很多时候是不能正常的行走，因为他的身体是被毁坏。
And Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and 2 Corinthians 12,
在哥林多后书二章里面
that he prayed three times. I'm just saying that right now.
哥林多后书十二章里面九到十节
他说 he prayed three times that God would take away the problem.
他有三次祷告说求神神呢你能把我身上这些病拿走
But he says in 2 Corinthians 12 verses 9 and 10,
但是在哥林多后书十二章九和十节里面
that God responded to his prayers.
神回应他说
And God said, my grace is sufficient for you.
他说我的恩典够你用
For my power is made perfect in your weakness.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
God said to Paul,
神对保罗说,
I've allowed this weakness in your life so you realize my power as you lean into me.
我允许这些事情在你身上发生，以至于让你能在这些事情上感受到我的能力，而且你能够依靠我。
So Paul said something very strange.
所以使徒保罗他回应他。
He said, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses.
他回应可能对有些人感觉很奇怪，他这样说，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力复辟我。
So that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
好叫基督的能力能够复辟我。
He said, I'm content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities.
他说我为基督的缘故就以软弱凌辱极难逼迫因苦为可喜乐的。
He said, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
因为我什么时候软弱什么时候就刚强了。
And when problems come to your life,
所以当我们的生命当中会面临一些困难的时候，
sometimes we need to step back,
我们可能需要往后退一步，
and say, Father,
我们说父啊，
what are your purposes here?
你的目的是什么，或者是你的意愿是什
么？ Yes, he wants to heal. Yes, he wants to deliver. Yes, he wants to bless. But there's a deeper inward work he's concerned about.
我们知道神想要医治，神会祝福，神会来改变。但是我们要寻求神，我们里面神要改变什么？
About 14 years ago,
大概十四年前，
when I was in the bush in Africa, in the middle of nowhere in Africa,
在非洲的时候，我们是在空地。
One night, I got two.Poisonous spider bites on my lower right leg.
有一天晚上，我被两个蜘蛛有毒的蜘蛛咬到了我的腿。
And about a year later,
大概一年之后，
I was diagnosed with a blood disease.
我就被确诊是有一个血液的疾病。
And this blood disease, it causes my body to produce too many red cells, too many white cells, and too many platelets.
然后这个血液的疾病就让我的血里面产生过多的红血胞和白细胞。
So once a month I have to go to the clinic.
所以每一个月我都要去一次诊所。
And they check my blood numbers.
他们来确诊我的血的这个数字。
And if my blood numbers are up, they take a pint of blood.
如果我的血有一些问题的话，他们就要来去就要去抽血。
Over the last 12, 13 years.
所以在过去的十二十三年。
I've given over 150 pints of blood.
我已经因为要检查，所以我已经抽了非常非常多的血。
I hate needles.
我最讨厌针。
They check my blood and then they come with the needle. They start taking a pint of blood. I've done it over 150 times.
他们每次来检查我的时候都带着一个针，然后就来抽血。我大概有献了这个血，有抽了150多罐。
I know that someday the Lord is going to heal me of that disease.
我知道有一天神会医治我这个血液的疾病。
But I want to tell you something interesting about this.
但是我关于这件事情有一个很特殊的
事
情跟大家
分享。After I was diagnosed with the blood disease,
就是在我被确诊这个血液的疾病之后，
I began to see an increase of people being healed of blood disease.
我就看到一个在血液疾病的增长的一个被医治的增长的数目。
I began to see an increase of people healed of hepatitis.
而且是有一些可能传染性的一个血液的疾病。
An increase of people healed of bad blood.
就是不好的血液的病。
An increase of people healed of pancreatic diabetes.
然后一些糖尿病。
And I realized that in my weakness,God's strength is made real.
然后我就发现神通过我的软弱来去祝福，而且来去刚强他们。
And sometimes when we pray and we pray and we pray and we're thinking, why isn't God answering my prayers?
所以很多时候，当我们不住的祷告，然后我们会去问神：神啊，你为什么不垂听我的祷告？
Well, He's answering it, but He's answering His time according to His purposes.
神其实是在垂听，但是他是按照他的时间、他的方式。
But there's a third reason why some people are not healed when they're prayed for.
但是，关于大家没有得到医治，还有一个第三个原因。
Sometimes people have an issue in their life.
很多人他的生命当中有一些问题。
That they need to repent of.
就是他们要来悔改。
And the Lord will not heal them until they repent.
直到他们认罪悔改，神没办法医治他们。
Like an alcoholic.
可能一些酗酒的。
That has a bad liver from alcohol.
他们可能肝有，因为他们酗酒，他们的肝有问题。
Probably the Lord's not going to heal them until they repent and they stop abusing alcohol.
有一个很大的几率就是，直到他们去认为他们这个酗酒的
I've met many Christians that have severe stomach problems or back problems. And sometimes, not always, but sometimes, it's because they have a lot of anger and bitterness in their life. Every thought you have, it's a chemical reaction. Healthy thoughts release good chemicals.
一些正面的、积极的、好的一些思想会释放一些好的这些化学反应。
Negative thoughts release toxins.
但是负面的情绪会释放一些毒气。
So someone who has years and years of anger and bitterness and judgment.
如果有的人生命当中有非常很多年的这些苦毒、愤怒的一些，或者是一些审判的一些。
That's a lot of toxins coming to the brain, to the body.
他的这些思想会释放很多的毒气在他的生命当中。
Where do you think those toxins go?
那你觉得这些毒气会进到哪里呢？
They can accumulate in the stomach or in parts of the body and cause problems.
会在他的肠胃或者是身体的各样的器官里面来积累。
Not all sickness is because of sin, but sometimes it is.
不是所有的疾病都是跟罪有关的，但是很多时候它是的。
And I've seen many people get healed after they repent of ongoing destructive behavior.
所以我也看到很多经历，就是有些人他认罪悔改以后，他的疾病就得到医治。
So a fourth question about miracles today.
那么今天第四个问题。
Why does God do miracles today?
神为什么要在今天还要释放神迹奇事？
In Hebrews it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
希伯来里面说，神是昔在、今在、永在的。
When you read the Gospels,
当我们读福音书的时候，
it has 9 different stories
有九个不同的故事
where Jesus performed miracles
主耶稣来释放神迹奇事
because he had compassion on hurting people.
因为他对于那些在痛苦当中的人有同情心、怜悯心。
When God spoke to Moses on the mountain in Exodus 34,
当神对摩西在山上说话的时候
，Verse 6,
出埃及记34:6
He said, "I, the Lord, the Lord God."
耶和华在面前宣告说，耶和。
He said, "I'm a God of mercy and grace."
他对他说，我是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
Slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
The very nature of God.
就是神的属性。
He's a God of deep compassion for hurting people.
他是满有怜悯的神。
And so often Jesus, he felt compassion for hurting people.
所以主耶稣在地上的时候，他多次为那些在痛苦的人身上有怜悯。
This is why he's in the miracle business.
这也是为什么他要行各样的神迹奇事。
He cares deeply for hurting people.
因为他在乎那些在疾病当中痛苦的人。
But there's a second reason why he does miracles.
但是还有第二个原因。
Because the Bible refers to healings and miracles as signs and wonders.
因为神在圣经里面来说，神的这些神迹奇事是各样的记号和印证。
In Acts chapter 3,
在使徒行传
，Peter and John performed a miracle of a man who was lame. They healed a man who was lame, could not walk.
主耶稣的门徒医治那些有个颠簸的人。
And everybody in Jerusalem knew about this lame beggar.
而且在耶路撒冷很多人都知道这个跛腿的人。
And when he was healed,
当他得到医治的时候
it became like a riot. People went running to Peter and John.
对当事人来说这是一个很大的一件事情很多人都奔着这些门徒来跑去。
And because of this miracle, they were arrested by the religious leaders.
而且因着他们行了这件神迹奇事他们就被抓起来了。
And they were threatened, they were told, do not preach the gospel anymore.
而且当地的政府和宗教就对他们威胁他们说你们不可以传这个福音。
And when they were released from their jailers,
当他们被释放出来的以后
it says they gathered together with the church.
他说他们跟教会聚集。
And in Acts chapter 4, it says they prayed together.
在使徒行传四章里面他说他们一起祷告。
And they especially prayed two things.
而且尤其祷告两件事。
It says in Acts chapter 4, 29 and 30,
使徒行传四章二十九、二十三十节。
They prayed, Lord, take note upon their threats, that their threats to us, but grant to us a boldness to speak your word.
他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道。
While you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你的圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
When the church came under persecution,
当教会遇到逼迫的时候，
they did not retreat, they did not go to a cave, they did not run to Costco.
他们并没有退缩。
They went on the offensive.
而且他们是与对立的人。
And they said, Lord, would you give us a boldness to share Jesus?
他们向主求说，神啊，求你给我胆量，让我能够去传扬福音。
And let your hand move in healings and miracles, signs and wonders.
求你的手在神迹奇事里面来自由的运行。
A few years ago in the United States,
几年前在美国，
I was doing meetings like this.
我也是有这样子的聚会。
And we had two services Sunday morning.
主日的早上我们有两场聚会。
There was only 20 minutes between when the first service ended and the second service started.
两场聚会当中只有20分钟的空闲时间。
And you had to get everybody out of the parking lot so the second service could have room to park.
所以这20分钟的时间我们要让第一个会所的人都要来出去，然后让第二场的人能够进来。
And when I finished the message,
所以当我的信息结束以后，
I said, everybody who needs healing, come forward.
我就说所有需要医治的人来到前面。
About 100 people came forward for prayer.
大概有一百多个人来到前面。
We didn't have time to lay hands on everybody.
我们没有时间每一个都去按手。
So I thought, Lord, what do we do?
然后我就问神啊，说神啊，我们要该怎么办？
And so I had everybody who did not come forward.
所以我就让每一个没有来到前面的人
stretch a hand to the sick people.
来伸手，来按立在那些人身上。
And so there's 100 people up here that need healing.
所以前面有一百多个人需要医治。
About 600 people are stretching their hands.
然后在后面有大概600多的会众来伸手。
And I led them in a prayer for the sick people.
我就带领他们一起为这些得病的人来祷告。
Here's one of the miracles that happened.
其中有一个神迹奇事。
It was somebody who did not come forward for prayer.
是没有来到前面的一个人身上。
A man in the back of the crowd.
这个在会众最后面有一个人。
10 years before,
十年前
he'd been in an accident and he'd shattered his right elbow in 3 places.
他经历了一场车祸，然后他的右边的这个手臂就很多地方都骨碎裂。
He had several operations.
他经历了很多的手术。
But they could not get his elbow working.
但是他们没办法完全的医治他的这个手臂。
And so he could no longer use his right arm.
所以他的右手就没办法动。
All the muscles were withered.
所有他的这些肉萎缩都萎缩了。
And he could not straighten his arm out more than this.
他的手也不能完全的伸出来，就只能伸到这个
程度。And he could not bring his arm back more than this.
也不能把手伸回去。
He couldn't touch his shoulder.
自己的手，右手摸不到右边的肩膀。
But when I said, everybody who did not come forward, stretch your arms to the people who came forward.
但是当我说所有没有来到前面的人，你请你伸手来为前面的人祷告。
His arm stretched out all the way.
他的手右手完全的伸出来，是他
过去做不到的。And he looks at his arm.
然后他就看他的手。
And all the muscles that were weak are becoming strong.
所有那些萎缩的肌肉都慢慢的恢复，变成刚有力的。
And he can now touch his shoulder.
而且他能右手摸到他的右肩膀。
He walks outside of the meeting.
然后他，聚会结束以后他就走出来。
His 17-year-old son was in the young adults meeting.
他17岁的儿子是在青少年的聚会里。
When his son was a small boy.
他的儿子是小的时候。
He used to pull and pull and pull on his dad's arm, and he could not get his arm to straighten out.
他的儿子会去拽，使劲的拽他爸爸的胳膊，然后但是他还是没有办法让他这个手臂来。
But he said to his son, "Look."
但是他对他的儿子说：“你看。”
And they're just, "Wow, this is amazing."
然后他们就感叹神的奇妙。
They didn't go home from church.
他们教会结束以后没有立马回家。
They went to his brother's house.
他去他的兄弟家。
His brother was not a Christian.
他的兄弟不是一个基督徒。
And they showed his brother and his brother's wife what the Lord had done.
他就给他的兄弟一家人看他的手臂，然后看神做的事情。
The next weekend, his brother and his wife came to church, and they both got saved.
而在下一周，他的兄弟和他的一家人都来到教会，也被神。
At work that week.That week at work,
然后那一周在工作的环境当中
he showed two of his coworkers his arm was healed.
在工作里 他就给他的同事看他的手臂，两个人。
They knew he had a bad arm. They'd been seeing it for years.
他们知道他的手臂是很有很大的问题。
That week, three of his co-workers and their spouses came to church and they got saved.
那一周，因着他手臂的医治，他的三个同事和家庭都因着他来到教会。
One healing resulted in 8 salvations.
一个医治，神来释放八个生命。
This is what we call kingdom business.
这就是神国的事。
God is into kingdom business.
神喜悦神国的事情。
He's a good investor.
他是一个很好的投资者。
He does one and he gets 8 back.
就是他投资一个人，然后他有收回了八个生命。 God
calls us to make investments into the kingdom of God.
所以神喜欢投资在神国的事情。
So this is why God is still doing healing today.
这也是为什么神在现今还会做神迹。
He's a God of compassion, but he does signs and wonders to illustrate his goodness.
就是神是蛮有怜悯的神，而且神要做他各样的神迹奇事。
And the last question.
最后一个问题。
Is anything too difficult for the Lord?
就是对神来说有任何难事吗？
Some of you should have said no.
刚才我问这个问题的时候，应该有人说不，没有。
Just say no. Nothing's impossible for God.
我们就来说，没有，没有在神难成的事。
Some 4,000 years ago,
大概四千多年前
，Abraham and Sarah,
亚伯拉罕和他的妻子
，very very old,
非常的年老。
Abraham's 100,
亚伯拉罕已经一百多岁。
Sarah's in her 90s,
然后他的妻子已经90多岁。
They are very successful in life.
他们在生活当中，生活地位上面，他们很成功。
But they've never had their own children.
但是他们从来没有他们自己的孩子。
God had promised them they would have their own children.
但是神应许他们，他们会有自己的孩子。
But no children.
但是还是没有呢。
And it says in Genesis 18,
在创世纪十八章
that they had a visitation of the Lord.
上面有讲说神。
And the Lord said, at this time next year,
神造访他们，神对他们说，明年的这个时间，
the child of promise will be born to you.
我应许给你的孩子会生出来。
Some of you have been given promises from God.
我们在座的有些人，神曾经给你一些应许。
Of things he wants to do to you and through you.
就是神通过你和在你身上要做的一些事情。
And you've been hanging on and hanging on and hanging on and hanging on.
然后你就一直抓着这个应许。
I want to tell you,
我想要告诉你们,
God is faithful.
神是信实的神。
He is faithful.
他是信实的神。
He is not a man that he should lie.
他不是会撒谎的人。
And the things God has spoken to your spirit, to your soul,
所以神曾经对你，对你的灵魂所说的话,
some of the dreams, some of the visions you carry,
可能是你曾经做过的异梦或者看到过的异象,
just because it has not happened yet does not mean it's not going to happen.
虽然现在还没有完全的成就，但是不代表他未来不会成就。
And the Lord said, at this time next year, the child will be born to you.
所以神对亚伯拉罕说，明年的这个时间你要生下你的孩子。
And it says that Sarah was in the tent, a different part of the tent.
然后在经文里面说，撒拉在另外一个地方。
And she started laughing in unbelief.
她就开始在不信当中就开始大笑。
And sometimes when God speaks something to you and he says, now is the time.
有的时候神会对你们说，说现在就是这个时间。
We're like Sarah sometimes. We almost want to laugh in unbelief. Oh, come on, God.
我们的反应可能就跟撒拉很像，就是神啊，这是怎么可能？
That's impossible.
这是不可能的。
And we believe, but we have a hard time really believing.
就是我们相信神，但是我们很难相信这件事情。
I love what the man said about his son to Jesus. I believe, but help my unbelief.
我很喜欢有一个话，就是有一个人对神说，神啊，我相信，但是求你来帮助我的不信。
And I believe even as a church, Pastor John.
而且我相信，就作为一个教会。
And for Zion Church,
或者是西安教会,
and for the Chinese-speaking churches in Vancouver,
或者是温哥华的华人教会,
and the Chinese-speaking churches all along the west coast of North America,
或者我们沿着北美的整个西海岸的华人教会,
this is a significant time. This is a significant season.
这是一个很重要的时间。
Let me tell you.
我要告诉你们。
Do you know what they're calling coronavirus?
你知道他们叫就是这个新冠,
They're calling it the Chinese virus.
就是有的人会管新冠病毒
叫, They're calling it the Chinese virus, 就是, the Wuhan virus.
就是武汉病毒或是中国病毒。
But I want to tell you,
但是我想要告诉你们,
That's the false crown.
这是这个虚假的王冠。
But there is a move of the true crown of the true king.
但是我们真正的王，就是真正的王冠要做的事
情。That is going to be flowing through the Chinese people.
要通过我们华人。
And the underground church in China.
还有一些在国内的一些地下教会或者是家庭教会。
That has given themselves to prayer, not just praying for China, but praying for the nations.
而是通过祷告，不只是为中国，而是为各国来祷告。
A time is coming for those prayers to be answered in a most amazing way.
就是我相信神要在特殊的时间完全的释放这些祷告。
God has unique plans for every group of people in the world.
神对每一个不同的种族的人都有不同的旨意。
But this thing called the Chinese virus.
但是现在这个武汉病毒或者是中国病
毒 It is a fake crown.
这是一个假虚假的
But there's coming a move of the true crown through China and the Chinese people.
就是这个新冠病毒是假的王冠，神要通过他的王冠、他的宝座来释放一个神迹奇事在我们的华人群体当中。
This is a time.
这是这个神给我们的时间。
And so many of the Chinese saints have been praying and praying and praying and praying.
很多华人的基督徒来一直在祷告，不住的祷告。
Especially praying for Israel and for Jerusalem and for the Middle East.
尤其是为中东、以色列或者耶路撒冷。
God is answering those prayers now like never before.
神现在就在垂听这些祷告。
There is a huge move of the Spirit right now happening in Iran with the underground church.
在伊朗现在就有很多地下教会或者家庭教会，就有很多的这样能力的释放。
Isn't it interesting that the two countries with the most coronavirus are China and Iran?
而且我们看到这个里面的联系，就是中国和伊朗是两个这个病毒最大发展的地方。
But those are two nations that are experiencing revival right now.
但是现在这两个国家、这两个群组都在释放神的这个复兴。
That for the last 9 months, there's been incredible protest in China at Hong Kong.
就是在过去的九个月时间，在香港有很多的这些。
But there's also been incredible protest in Iran, people protesting the tyrannical government in Iran.
但是在伊朗，其实他们也在经历同样的事情。
But there is a protest rising up from the heart of the church.
但是从我们的基督这个身体里面也有一个很大的一个兴起。
Not a political protest and not a protest of violence.
这个兴起不是说是在社会可能跟政治有关的，或者是暴力有关的。
But a protest against the tyrants of the land.Against the tyrants, the spiritual tyrants.
就是他们宣告在伊朗，他们宣告的是这个在伊朗这个国家的这个属灵的氛围空气。
In 1994,
在1994年
，In my house,
在我家
，Papa Gideon, Pastor Gideon,
赵爸
，He had a revelation.
他当时有一个启示
，That the time has come.
就是从神来启示，就是
时间到了。For the dragon that's kept people in bondage in China.
就是在中国那个龙捆绑人的龙
to be overthrown by the lion of the tribe of Judah
要被犹大的狮子完全的来释放出来
That was 27 years ago
这是27年前
And so much has happened that Pastor Gideon has seen in the last 27 years
所以赵爸在过去的27年他也看到过很多神的启示
But we've come full circle now
所以现在就好像一个圈一样
This is a Gilgal season It's a time again to cross the Jordan
就是我们好像在历史一样，再一次跨约旦河一样。
And the prayers of the saints of China have risen up, and there's a divine answering that's taking place.
就在中国，我们各样的基督徒的祷告，神要来垂听。
And this thing called the coronavirus from China.
这个从中国来的新冠。
It is a fake attempt of the enemy to distract us.
这是从仇敌来的一个，他想要毁坏我们的工作的一件事情。
Yes, it's real.
这是真的是有疾病。
Yes, people have died.
也是确实有人去因着这个病失去了生命。
Yes, we need to take precautions.
我们是要小心。
Don't shake hands with anybody for the next 10 years.
可能在未来十年，我们都不要跟人来握手。
But I tell you, it's just a fake compared to the true move of the lion of the tribe of Judah.
但是我们犹大狮子要做的事情跟这个相比是完全不一样的。
And I tell you, in this move.
我告诉你们，这个运行，这个行动。
You don't need to worry about shaking hands with somebody.
我们不需要去担忧跟别人握手。
Because the lion of the tribe of Judah is about to swallow you up.
因为犹大的狮子要完全的包裹我们。
You're going to be consumed by the wonder of who He is.
神的能力奇妙完全的充满我们。
Are you still alive?
我们还清醒吗
？And so Sarah laughed.
所以撒拉哈就笑了。
But the Lord said, "Why did you laugh? Is anything too difficult for the Lord?"
然后神就问他说你为什么要笑呢在神有什么难成的事吗
Is anything too difficult for the Lord?
在神有难成的事吗
Some 4,000 years ago.
四千多年前。
So you go from 4,000 years ago to 2,000 years ago.
我们从四千年到两千年多前。
A young woman is just minding her own business.
有一个年轻的姊妹她做自己的事情。
And all of a sudden the angel Gabriel is standing before her.
然后突然天使加百列。就站到他的面前。
And Gabriel says, "Hail, favored ones."
然后你说你要来敬拜。
You have been chosen.
因为你被拣选。
To give birth to the Christ, the Messiah.
就是神拣选你来，来你的母腹当中要产出主耶稣。
And she said, "How can this happen?"
她说怎么可能呢
？I'm not married. How can I give birth?
我还没有结婚，我是处女。
But he said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you."
但是天使长对他说，圣灵要降临到你的身上。
You will be overshadowed by the power of the Most High.
神的大能要降临到你身上。
And he said, "The things that are impossible for man are never impossible for God."
他对他说，在人难成的事情，在神没有难成的。
The exact same thing Gabriel said, the angel of the Lord said to Abraham and Sarah 2,000 years before.
就是玛利亚降怀主耶稣是两千多年前的事情，然后在这之前两千多年前，神对亚伯拉罕说了同样的话。
We need a revelation.
我们需要一个启示。
That Jesus is not only the Lamb of God.
就是主耶稣不只是神的羔羊。
But he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
而且他是犹大支派的狮子。
He is the King.
他是王。
The only begotten Son of God.
是神唯一的儿子。
There is a false lion that's out there with a false roar.
现在在世界上有一个假的这个狮子，它带了一个假的这样子，好像很大的能力。
Many people are hearing that false roar.
然后我们很多人听到这个狮子叫喊。
And they're very afraid.
他们很害怕。
But I want to tell you, there's a true roar coming of the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
但是我要告诉你们，我们真正的犹大支派的狮子，我们的主耶稣会来大声的吼叫，对我们来说。
I think I told this story maybe yesterday.
我记得我昨天应该讲了这个故事。
But 2 years ago,
两年前
I was doing meetings in Toronto, Canada.
我在多伦多有一个聚会。
And as we were praying for people,
当我们为别人祷告的时候
some people brought up a friend of theirs, a girl about 19 years old.
有一个人带了她一个19岁的一个姐妹。
She had immigrated from Egypt.To Toronto.
她是从埃及移民到多伦多的。
And when she moved to Toronto, she began to get a very, very painful disease.
当她搬到加拿大多伦多的时候，她得了一个非常严重的病。
This disease causes all the nerve endings in your body to begin to deteriorate.
这个病让她的生命当中，她身体的很多这个神经来毁坏。
It is the most painful disease known to medicine.
就是在医学史来，这是最疼、最苦、最难的一个病。
You have constant pain throughout your whole body.
就是你的身体当中有不断的这个疼痛。
And there is no cure for it.
也没有任何的东西可以来医治它。
And for the last 6 months, she could not leave her house. She was in so much constant pain.
所以在过去的六个月的时间，她没办法从她家里面来出来，因为她太痛了。
Only 19 years old.
只有十九岁。
And she's told you're going to have to live with this the rest of your life.
然后医生跟她说，你一生只能这样子去伴随着疼痛。
They brought her to the meetings and we prayed for her.
然后我们教会有些人就带她到教会，我们就为她祷告。
And well, I said to her,
我对她说
I don't normally say this, but I see God touching you right now. Something is going to happen.
我对她说我。不是会经常这样说，但是我现在看到神要在你身上做事情，而且他要触摸你。
That was 2 years ago.
这是两年前。
When I was back in Toronto last year.
去年我回到多伦多的时候。
She came to the meeting and she testified.
她来到教会当中，然后她做见证。
4 days after getting prayer.
就是我们为她祷告的四天后。
She's lying in her bedroom in just intense pain.
她躺在她的床上，然后非常的疼痛。
And she said all of a sudden the glory of God was in her bedroom.
他就说，突然之间，他感受到神的荣耀就降临在他的卧室里。
She was dealing with so much hopelessness and pain, she thought the Lord had come to take her home to heaven.
但是因着他疼痛和他这个痛苦的状态，他以为神是要把他接回天家。
But all of a sudden she noticed.
但是突然他发现
all the pain was completely gone.
所有的疼痛的病状全都没了。
She was 100% completely healed.
他是100%得到医治。
The doctors have no known cure for this disease.
在科学上面没有任何的东西可以来医治他，没有任何的 药物。
You can find her testimony on my website.
你可以在我们教会的网站上听到这个信息，这个见证。
But I want to tell you, the things that are impossible for man are never a challenge for God.
所以我想要告诉大家，在人难成的事情，对神来说根本就不是难事。
And our God is in the miracle business.
而且我们的神是要做神迹奇事。
He's a good God.
他是一个好的神。
A God of compassion.
是充满怜悯的神。
And he puts his goodness on display.
而且他要把他各样的好事来展现给大家。
Would you all stand with me?
我想邀请大家站立。
I want to lead you in a prayer.
我想要带领大家做一个祷告。
A prayer as a church.
就是作为教会的一个祷告。
If you are with a friend of yours,
如果你是跟一个朋友来的。
And it's not too religious,
然后如果不是太宗教。
Just join a hand with them.
你们可以来拉手。
If you're with a family member, join a hand with them.
如果你是跟家人来的，你也可以拉手。
And I want you to pray after us out loud.
我想要大家跟着我来一起祷告。
Father God,
天父啊，
we believe,
我们相信，
Lord God,
主神，
that you desire to heal, deliver, and save in a much greater measure than we have seen.
就是你渴望来医治、来释放、来拯救我们，是在我们从未见过的这样子的形式当中。
We believe.
我们相信。
That you desire.
你渴望。
Your kingdom to come to Vancouver.
你的国度来到温哥华。
As it is in heaven.
如同在天上。
Much more than we have yet experienced.
超过我们曾经经历过的。
We stand before you as a church.
我们作为教会站在你面前。
And we humbly ask you.
我们谦卑地请求你。
Even as Isaiah did.
如同以赛亚这样做。
Here are we, Lord.
我们就在这里。
Send us.
求你来使用我们。
Here are we, Lord. Send us.
主啊，我们在这里，求你差派我们，使用我们。
To those in desperate need of your saving power.
对那些需要你拯救的人。
Please anoint us.
求你恩膏我们。
And give us divine appointments.
给我们一个全然的一个使命。
With those in hurt and bondage.
就是在痛苦和捆绑中的人。
And like the early days church.
如同在初代的教会当中。
We ask you.
我们请求你。
Would you give us a boldness?
给我们一个勇气。
To communicate Jesus to the lost.
来对那些失迫的来传扬你的福音。
And grant that your hand.
来请求你的手。
Would move in healings and miracles.
能够自由的运行来医治。
Signs and wonders.
各样的神迹奇事。
In the name of your holy servant Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Now right where you're at, just allow the Holy Spirit to fill you.
就在你站立的地方来请圣灵来自由的运行。
Just allow the Holy Spirit to fill you.
来允许圣灵自由的运行。
Father, I ask in the name of Jesus.
天父啊，奉主耶稣的名。
That right now,
我们呼求你在这里。
Everyday men and women.
每一天在我们的弟兄姐妹身上。
People that are 18 years old and people that are 80 years old.
不管是18岁还是80岁。
Would you fill us now by your Holy Spirit?
求你现在就用你的圣灵完全地充满我们一个人。
Would you give us divine appointments, opportunities?
给我们一个使命和机遇。
To share Jesus with people.
来分享主耶稣。
To do acts of kindness in the name of Jesus.
来做各样的善事，来奉主耶稣名做各样的善事。
And to pray for the sick.
为那些得病的祷告。
To pray for people with cancer.
有癌症的祷告。
To pray for people with coronavirus.
有新感染新冠病毒的人祷告。
That we say what's impossible for man is never difficult for you.
然后我们说在神没有难成的事。
We need to close in a few moments, but I just want to finish with this.
我们很快要结束，但是我想要最后的来总结。
If you sense the power of the Holy Spirit is on you right now,
如果你现在感觉圣灵就在你身上运行。
Would you come down to the front very quickly?
请你来到前面，快速的来到前面。
If you sense the power of the Holy Spirit,
如果你现在感觉圣灵就在你身上运行，请你快速来到前面。
Come down to the front. I just want to pray for you.
可以快速的来到前面，我想要为你们祷告。
Just begin to make your way forward.
可以快速来到前面。
If God's doing something on you right now,
如果神现在就在你身上运行。
Just hold your hands out to the Lord.
你可以伸手，向神伸手。
Let's stretch our hands to these men and women right now.
我们在后面的也可以来为这些弟兄姐妹来伸手。
I'd like to ask the pastors here and Pastor Gideon, if you would help me pray for people.
可以来为这些人祷告。
And if we could have a few men come stand behind people to help them.
或许也可以有一些弟兄来到前面来帮忙扶一下。
Holy Spirit, I ask in the name of Jesus, would you begin to fill these people right now?
圣灵啊，奉主耶稣的名，我们请求你来自由的来充满这些人。
And I want to say to that young girl with the light sweater, you need to come up here too. Yeah, you. Come on up here. The Holy Spirit, I can see the Holy Spirit on you right there.
我可以看到圣灵就在你身上。
Just come up and hold your hands out to the Lord.
来向神伸手。
Father, upon all these men and women now, in the name of Jesus,
天父啊，充满这些，充满这些弟兄姐妹，奉主耶稣的名，充满这些人。
Would you begin to fill them with your power?
求你现在来充满他们，用你的大能来充满他们。求你使用他们。
Radical evangelism in the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名来做各样的福音的事工。
Let your power come upon them now.
你的大能现在就充满他们，奉主耶稣的名。
Name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名，你的大能现在完全充满他们。
Power come upon them in the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名，神的火。
Let's make sure everybody gets prayed for.
我们尽量每个人都有祷告，所以有我们在座的牧师如果也可以祷告的话。
Fire of God upon you.
神的火。
Fire of God upon you.
神的火。
Fire of the Holy Spirit upon you.
神的火。
Father, would you anoint them for evangelism now?
神啊，请你恩膏他们，让他们有传福音的能力。